先代表在波兰的弟兄姊妹跟大家问安。
I want to greet you, all of you, representing the brothers and sisters in Portland.
在开始的时候，我们好不好读几段的经文？
Let us turn to several passages together.
请大家翻到《约翰福音》第三章。
Gospel according to John chapter 3.
三章十六节。
Gospel according to John chapter 3 verse 16.
约翰福音三章十六节，我们找着了，我们好不好一起来念一次
？Let us read it together.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。好，我们再读一段经文，是在约翰一书四章九节。
Let us turn to 1 John chapter 4, verse 9.
约翰一书四章九节。
First John chapter 4, verse 9.
我们还是一起来。
Let us read it together.
神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了。最后我们再读一段的经文，是在旧约里面以赛亚书。
Lastly, let us turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书四十六章第三节到第四节。
Chapter 46, verses 3 through 9.
Verses 3 and 4. 以赛亚书在旧约，如果没翻到的话，我读给大家听。雅各家、以色列家，一切剩余的要听我言。你们自从生下就蒙我宝宝，自从出胎就蒙我怀揣，直到你们年老仍要这样，直到你们发白我仍怀揣。我已造作，我必宝宝，我必怀抱，也必拯救。
Listen to me, O house of Jacob, all you who remain of the house of Israel, you whom I have upheld since you were concevedAnd have carried since your birth, even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you.
好吧，我们再有一段简短的祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
天父主，每当我们来到你跟前的时候
，Dear Lord, whenever we come to your presence.
每当我们思想到你向着我们爱的时候
Whenever we meditate upon your love towards us
主啊，我们实在是觉得我们言语是何等样的残缺
Lord, we feel our words are so incomplete
主啊，可是我们相信主你在圣灵中能够做那无限的工作
But I know that you can do that work that is not in the, that's in the Holy Spirit
主，所以我将在我们当中亲爱的朋友恭敬托在你的跟前
Therefore, Lord, I entrust to you those friends among us
主，求你将你自己的大爱显明在他的心中。
Lord, will you manifest your love, your great love to them?
主啊，愿在我们当中每一个朋友在你面前都能够享受你的恩典。
That every friend among us will be able to enjoy your grace.
想得着你的祝福。
And to obtain your blessing.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the name of the Lord, I pray.
Amen. 我今天想要借着我们刚才所读过的这几段经文，和大家交通分享到神的爱。
I'd like to share about God's love with you through the passages that we just read.
我实在里面有一个感觉，每当思想到神的大爱的时候，我觉得我自己非常的有限。
And every time I want to share about the God's love, I feel I am so limited.
可是神的爱却是如此的真实。当要在福音聚会来分享主恩典的时候，就不得不这么说。
But I feel the love of God is so real that I cannot but share His love in a gospel meeting.
我知道有许多在我们当中有些是第一次来到第一次听福音的朋友们
I know that there are some among us who's first time hearing and hear the gospel
我们常常在传福音的时候会对福音朋友说没有一次您来到这样子的聚会是偶然的
And oftentimes we tell the gospel friends that you're not here by coincidence
的确是如此因为在这背后有许许多多爱着你的人为你祷告
And indeed it is true because there are so many who love the Lord who's been praying for you
在爱中的服事邀请你也能够来听着爱的福音
That they've been serving you in love and they invite you to hear the gospel of love
刚我们在读到这个约翰福音三章十六节你们怎么说
And the passage which is read in John chapter 3 verse 16 it says
他说神爱世人
it says that God so loved the world
甚至将他独生子赐给他们
that he gave his only begotten son
使他们不至灭亡反得永生
that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life
亲爱的朋友这是神的爱
dear friends this is the love of God
我想我们每一个人在人生里面我们都在寻找爱
and I believe that each one of us is seeking love in our life
因为在爱让我们里面能够得温暖让我们里面得力量
Because love brings strength and warmth to our hearts
如果我们真实活在爱中我们发现我们是受保护的我们不怕受伤害
And if we live in love we realize that we are protected we're not afraid of any harm
我们的确在人间也的确有发现爱
And truly we do realize that we do find love in this world
是的人间有爱
Yes there is love in the world
我记得我以前恐怕是高中的时候二十几年了
And perhaps it's about a couple decades ago when I was in high school
这边读到一篇的文章
And I read about a literature
这个作者是近代有名的作家叫朱自清
And it was a very famous author by the name of 朱自清
Yeah, 他就写了这篇的文章这个名字叫做背影
背影
Yeah
And
背影对就是
And he wrote a piece of writing in the title of Shadow. 背影 Your own shadow?
Is it close enough? okay, yeah. 在这篇文章里面，他描述了父亲对他的爱。
And in this writing, he described the love of his father to him.
我们知道恐怕是从东方来的特别是我们上一辈的做父母的
And we know that those who came from the East perhaps especially those in the last generation
恐怕特别是做父亲的
Especially those who are fathers
都比较情感比较内敛
And they hide their emotions a lot of times
是不太容易发表心中对着向着儿女的爱
They control their emotions to the point sometimes they're not easily express their love towards their children.
在这篇文章里面，这个作者就描述。
And in this writing, the author described.
他觉得他的父亲平常好像跟他总是有一个距离。
He felt that his father has such a distance from him.
好像常常对他所做的没什么特别的反应。
And oftentimes he does not react or respond to whatever he does.
他好像对他父亲的爱，他平常在生活里面不太容易摸得到。
It seems like he cannot feel the love of the father in his daily lives.
一直到他要准备离家出外求学。
Until one day he needs to leave the home for in pursuit of the education.
对，想到离家，他心里面已经有点凄凄然了。可是好像看他父亲没什么特别的反应。
And thinking about leaving home, he was feeling very sad. But seeing his father didn't have any reaction.
他心里面就有点难过。
And he felt very sad.
一直等到他要离家了一天。
And the day that when he was about to depart,
他带着行李到了火车站。
He took his luggage and went to the train station.
在那边他心里面还是没看到他父亲来送行
所以
他心里面仍然是在那边盼着望着
and he still did not see his father coming to see him off and so he was expecting hoping that he will come
一直等到这个火车的汽笛已经吹响
until he see the whistle of the train
他突然看见远远的有一个熟悉的身影走过来
and far away he saw a shadow that was very familiar to him
他那年老的父亲一拐一拐地走过来
And this father of old age, limpingly, he walked towards him.
他没带什么，就带两个橘子。
And he didn't bring anything but two oranges.
他走着走着走到他儿子跟前。
And the father walked towards the son.
看着他儿子没说什么，把这 两个橘子递过去。
And he did not say a word, but gave him these two oranges.
这个做儿子突然在这个两个橘子上面看见他父亲向着他一切的爱。
And all of a sudden, the son saw all the love the father has towards him through these oranges.
父亲把这个橘子递在他的儿子的手中。
And when the father gave his son those oranges,
转身慢慢慢慢地就消失在人群的里面。
And so then he turned around and lost in the crowd.
亲爱的朋友，人间有爱，父母的爱好像向着我们是那样子的单纯。
And friends, there is love in the world. It seems that the love of our parents towards us are so simple.
也因着这样子的爱，让我们的人生里面充满了力量。
And because of such love, it gives us strength.
可是人的爱是何等样的有残缺。
But man's love are so imperfect.
很多时候我们摆上的就是好像那个两个橘子一般。
Oftentimes what we can give is but two oranges.
而且人间很多时候我们所摆上的爱，我们乐出于爱，我们好出于我们自己的好意，我们好像要递给我们所爱的人是一个爱的福杯。
And it seems like out of our good intention, a lot of times we want to give them a blessing, a cup of blessing, a cup of love.
可是很多时候我们地上的却是苦杯。
And yet a lot of times what we gave was a cup of bitterness.
我认识在台湾有一对叔叔阿姨。
And I know a couple in Taiwan.
那他们的儿女呢是一对孪生的哥哥跟妹妹，大概我这个年纪。
And they have a twin about my age.
这个父母也是非常的爱儿女。
And these parents love their children.
可是当这个儿子要结婚的时候，
But when the son was about to get married,
这个做父亲的觉得好像这个对象不合适。
And the father felt that his future spouse was not fit for him.
极其的反对。
And he was against it.
可是后来这个儿子还是成亲了。
But then still the son got married.
成亲之后，这个父亲就不再容许这个儿子和他的妻子回家。
And after they got married, the father would not allow the newlywed couple to come home.
一直等到这个父亲去世，对他的妻子说。
Until at his deathbed, the father told his wife.
就算我死了以后，你也不准他们回家门。
He told his wife that even after I died, you shall not allow these children to come home.
母亲心里面爱儿子。
But the mother loved the son.
可是又不愿意让做丈夫的心里面难过。
But she did not want to cause grief in the heart of her husband.
亲爱的朋友，我们人间的爱，很多时候我们递给人的是苦杯。
And a lot of times the love that we give is a cup of bitterness.
人间有爱，可是我们的人里面的爱是何等样的残缺，何等样的有限。
There is love in the world, but our love is so limited and then so imperfect.
有的时候好像在爱里面我们得着了温暖，得着了鼓励，得着了力量。
And sometimes we gain love, we gain strength and encouragement.
可是却很多时候我们好像在人的好意，在人的爱心里面我们却得到了伤害。
But a lot of times we got hurt instead.
可是我们看见在圣经里面讲到神的爱却是那个真实完全的。
In the Bible, it shows that God's love is true and perfect.
神知道我们人生中真实唯一的需要。
And God knows the only true need of our life.
约翰福音说，神爱世人，将他的独生子赐给他们。
And therefore, John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
亲爱的朋友，唯有永生是我们人生中真实的需要。
And dear friends, only eternal life is our true need in life.
这永远的生命是一个不一样的生命。
Because this eternal life is it is different.
是那神在爱中为你为我所预备的一个礼物。
It is a gift that God has prepared for you and for me in His love.
我不知道，亲爱的朋友，你觉得你在人生中你需要什么
？I don't know, dear friends, what do you think you need in life?
我们做学生的时候，我们觉得说我们需要一个学位。
When we're students, we feel that we need a degree.
很多时候，我们的确是，当我们东西拿到了以后，我们会高兴的好几天。
Yes, truly, after we receive that, we will be rejoicing for several days.
对，不过就是那么几天。
But it is only for several days.
Yeah, 这个里面的喜乐的味道一下就淡掉了。
And soon the joy will just fade away.
哦，我们觉得我们 上班有了事业，我们就要追求名利，追求在物质上面的丰富。
And once we enter the workforce, we want to pursue after the fame and fortune, the material gain.
当我们好像为着要得着这些东西，我们把好像其他的一些东西当做一个牺牲摆上的时候。
And a lot of times, in order to gain these, we sacrifice something else.
到头来，我们却发现我们所得着的，比我们失去的，比较起来是何等样的少。
In the end, it is nothing. What we have given is nothing compared to. What we have gained is nothing compared to what we have given.
在台湾有一个在高科技里面的一个富商。
And in Taiwan, there's a wealthy man in the technological world.
Yeah, 他目前的身价有多少？我不太清楚。
I don't know exactly how much is his wealth.
Yeah, 听说好像那个。有很多零在他这个后面。
I've heard that he has lots of zeros.
可是有一次，在一次的采访的里面，当记者问他说，稍微对人生有一点的回顾。
And once a reporter asked him to look back on his life.
他就说，当他在年轻，在人生里面开始要奋斗的时候。
And he said that when he was about to put all his effort in striving for his life.
那边那时候生活很苦。
And he was, his life was pretty hard.
物质很缺乏。
And he was lacking in many things.
不过那个时候好像也蛮喜乐的。
But then he felt pretty, joyful then.
因为一家人能够聚在一起的时间多一些。
Because they had more time for families to get together.
现在他开始丰富了。
And now he's becoming more abundant.
事业开始发达了。
And his career started to take off.
他就发现自己的时间越来越少。
He realized that he has less and less his own time.
他没有办法有时间给自己的妻子。
And he did not have time for his own wife.
没有时间能够给自己的儿女。
He did not have time for his children.
甚至当他自己的父亲在垂死的边缘的时候，他没有办法回到他的病床上。
And when his father was at his deathbed, he did not have the time for him to return to him.
就这么一点点的回顾，他说：“我以前认为我贫穷，实际上我是丰富的。”
And such recollection caused him to realize that when he thought he was poor, he was actually rich.
他说：“现在我看起来好像外面是丰富的，实际上我里面极其的贫穷。”
And now it seems like I am rich on the outside, but actually I'm poor inside.
亲爱的朋友，什么是丰富？什么是贫穷？什么是我们人生真实的需要
？Dear friends, what is rich? What is poor? What is the true need of our life?
神爱世人，将他的独生子赐给他们。
That God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son.
神在爱中知道我们每一个人真实的需要，不是外面这些的事物。
And God knew in His love that what we need is not these outward things.
那是要得着一个新的生命，这叫做永远的生命。
But to obtain a life which is the eternal life.
亲爱的朋友，这是神在爱中为你为我所预备的礼物。
And dear friends, that is a gift that God has prepared in His love for you and for me.
神在这爱中为你我预备这个礼物，解决了我们身后的问题，解决了死的问题。
And this gift that God has prepared for us in love has solved our problem for life and death.
亲爱的朋友，我不知道我们有没有思想过我们身后人要去哪里。
And I don't know, dear friends, you've thought about where you're going to go after you die.
有的时候好像我们只是觉得说这个是年少不懂事才会想到这些的问题。
Sometimes we think these are the things that the young people worry about.
你如果说对事情对人生的经历稍微多一点的话，人就是这个样子，不需要去想这些。
Perhaps you're more experienced in life, you think this is life, you don't need to think about it.
亲爱的朋友，人死后要去哪里
？But dear friends, where do we go after we pass on?
如果我们接受了主耶稣，如果我们得着这永生，如果我们接受了福音
，And if we receive Jesus, if we receive eternal life, and we receive this gospel，
亲爱的朋友，在圣经里面讲到说，人死后，主，我们将来要与神永远同在。
And the Bible tells us that we will forever be with our God after we die。
在那里就再也没有死亡，再也没有眼泪，再也没有悲伤，再也没有痛苦。
And then there is no more death, no more tears, no more sufferings.
亲爱的朋友，你知道你死后要去哪里吗
？Dear friends, do you know where you're going to go after you pass on?
我们人死后只不过是黄土一杯吗
？And is it that we just dust after we die?
我最近才听到一个真实的故事。
And lately, I've heard about a true story.
有一对从国内出来年轻的夫妻。
And there is a young couple who just came out of mainland China.
这个实际上这个做丈夫的在没有出国之前呢，他在国内有一份很安定做研究的工作。
And this husband was a researcher in mainland China prior to his departure.
Yeah, 可是这个做妻子的呢，一直盼望能够到美国来看一看。
But the wife, had this wish, desire to come to America.
后来有一次，很偶然的机会，他们就全家到了美国。
And then they had an opportunity that the entire family, came to the States.
他们带着他们的时候三岁的女儿。
And they brought their, daughter who was then 3 years old with them.
他们在就来到了美国这边一个大学城。
And they came to a university district.
这个先生呢，继续从事他这个在农业方面的研究。
And the husband continued his research in agriculture.
后来呢，这个做太太的呢，也在实验室里面找到一份工作。
And then pretty soon the wife found a job also in a laboratory.
他们就很辛勤的工作，工作大概三四年，有一些的积蓄，他们就买了一栋房子。
So they worked very diligently for 3-4 years, and then they had some savings, they bought a house.
他们想说啊，那从此以后生活就可以安顿下来了，我们可以好好过生活了。
And then they thought that their life would become stable then.
当他们刚来的时候呢，在那附近的一些的基督徒也向他们传福音。
And when they first arrived in the youth district, and many people, Christians preach gospel to them.
他们说，他们是很直接的朋友，他们就说，我没兴趣。
And they very directly, frankly told these friends that I'm not interested.
可是很不幸的，就在这个他们刚买了房子没多久。
But unfortunately, just after they bought the house.
这个做妻子的身体突然不适。
And this, wife suddenly felt ill.
不知道什么原因，她有时候心脏会停止跳动。
And for no reason, known to her, sometimes her heart just stopped beating.
第一次发病的时候送到医院抢救，然后救回来了。
And the first time she was sent to an emergency room, then she was rescued.
那第二次发病的时候，她人就进入昏迷。
And the second time it happened again, she went into a coma.
在这个昏迷的时间足足有一年。
And she was in coma for a whole year.
这个丈夫非常的爱妻子。
And the husband loved his wife.
他就试着找中外的名医能够来做一些的诊治，希望能够使他能够从昏迷中能够醒过来。
And he sought after many doctors and trying to save, his wife out of a coma.
对，好像他这个病情也有点稍微有一点好转，虽然说人不能说话，不能表达他的意见，不过好像对外界稍微有一些的反应。
It seems that she started to have certain reaction towards the outward stimulation, even though she could not move or nor speak.
可是就在过去这个五月份呢，
他
第三次发病，人就过去了。
In the past May, she had a heart attack again and she passed away.
当她过去的时候还不到40岁。
And she was not 40 yet when she passed away.
那感谢主是在她在这过去在她能够对外界有反应的时候，在当地的基督徒向她传福音，讲到神的爱，讲到得着永生这件事情。
And we thank the Lord that when she started to respond to our stimulation, the Christians around her started to preach gospel to her and they're telling her about God's love.
因为他对外界有反应，所以他在那个时候就决志信主，接受主。
And then she made a decision to accept the Lord then.
不仅他自己接受主，他的那个丈夫也接受主。
Not only she accepted the Lord herself, but her husband also did receive the Lord.
那当这个妻子过去的时候是安安息息的走。
And so when she passed away peacefully.
这个时候他的女儿已经八岁。
And by then, her daughter was 8 years old.
这个做父亲的原来非常担心这个女儿对失去母亲这件事情有什么反应。
Originally, the husband was very worried about the response of the daughter to the loss of her mother.
可是感谢主，主的保守，好像这个小小的孩子在各方面反应都还很正常。
But we thank to the keeping of the Lord, the daughter reacted fairly well.
可是到了今年的母亲节。
But it was Mother's Day this year.
这个八岁的女孩想母亲。
And this 8-year-old daughter really missed her mother.
其实她又不愿意在父亲的面前提出来让父亲伤心。
But then she didn't want to mention it to her father to cause him to grieve.
父亲常常看她关在房间里面不知道做什么。
And the father oftentimes see her locked herself in the room and doesn't know what she was doing.
直到有一次父亲打开门看到她在她的书桌上面放了一个卡片。
And finally, once he opened the door, he saw that there was a card on her desk.
是一张母亲节的卡片。
It was a Mother's Day card.
原来这八岁的女孩思念母亲，她偷偷写了一张卡片。
And the daughter missed her mother so much that she was writing a Mother's Day card.
把这卡片摆在一个最漂亮的信封的里面。
And she put it in one of the most beautiful and elegant envelope.
然后他收信人写妈妈
And the addressee says mother
他地址写天堂
And the address she put heaven
亲爱的朋友这八岁的女孩知道她母亲去了哪里
And dear friends this daughter who's only 8 years old knew where her mother has went
亲爱的朋友容我允许这么说我们死后我们的地址 是到了哪里
And permit me to say that after we die, where do we go?
若是信了耶稣得着永生，神的恩典解决了我们身后的问题。
And if you believe in Jesus, you receive the eternal life, the grace of God will solve that problem.
不仅如此，如果我们相信了耶稣，我们得着了福音。
And not only so, if we believe in Jesus, we receive the gospel.
我们在这一生要经历主的恩待、保守和带领。
And through our lifetime, we will experience His grace, His blessing, and His guidance.
在我们刚才读过在旧约里面以赛亚书。
And the book of Isaiah that we just read, which is in the Old Testament.
这边讲到乃是讲到神对他属他的儿女一生的保守和看顾。
And this speaks of His lifetime guarding and guidance.For his children.
这边讲到乃是一个宝宝乃是一个怀揣
It talks about an embrace and a protection.
当我们自己孩子小的时候我们总是有抱他的经验
When our children was young, we have experience of holding them.
这神的话语说如果抱了还不行的话就揣在怀里
And the word of the Lord said, if it's holding is not enough, you will embrace them in your bosom.
亲爱的朋友，这是神对于我们的爱。
Dear friends, this is the love of God towards us.
如果我们接受了福音，成为神的儿女，这就是神向着我们的爱。
And if we receive the gospel and become His children, then this is the love of God towards us.
他要抱抱你。
That He would carry you in His bosom.
再走不过去了，他怀揣你。
And if you cannot go on anymore, He would carry you in His bosom.
在基督徒里面有一个好像很有名的一个故事。
And there is a very famous story among Christians.
一个小小的故事讲到沙滩的脚印。
And it talks about footprints on the sand.
这边讲到一个基督徒他在人生里面有一开始有一点点经历。
And it speaks of a Christian who started to experience life.
他走着走着他忽然回头看好像突然看见在沙滩上面好像有两对足印。
And as he turned around and see that there are two pairs of footprints on the sand.
他回想一下，发现人生里面好像在顺境的时候，他好像看见两对。
And as he recollect his life, he realized that in his good times, he sees the two pairs of footprints.
好像在人生最艰难的时候，困境的时候，他只看见一对。
But in his most difficult time, he only saw one pair of footprint.
他里面就开始很不解，他就开始向神发疑问。
And he was puzzled, and therefore he asked the Lord some questions.
他说：“神啊，你不是应许我你永不离开我吗
？”He said, "God, haven't you promised that you will never forsake me?"
你不是说要你要抱抱怀揣我吗
？Haven't you promised that you will hold me and you will carry me in your bosom?
为什么好像在顺境的时候我能够看见 两对足印你的确在我身旁呢
And why is that in my good time and peaceful time I do see the pair of the footprints your footprints by mine
那为什么好像在逆境的时候我只看见一双
But why is it in my most difficult time I only saw one pair of footprints
这是神对他说
And the Lord told him
孩子这一双足印是我的
He says, my dear child, that pair of footprint is mine.
因为你走不过去，所以我扛你过去。
Because you cannot carry on, therefore I uplifted you, I carried you.
亲爱的朋友，在人生里面的确是会碰到一些的环境。
And dear friends, yes, we will encounter certain circumstances in life.
可是却在神的爱中，他扶持、保抱，并且在一切的需要上面供应我们。
And yet in God's love, He will support, He will hold us, He will continue to help us.
允许我讲我自己一点的见证。
And please allow me to experience some of my experiences.
因为每次来西雅图，我里面的感触都很深。
Because every time I came to Seattle, I have so much feeling inside of me.
Yeah, 因为在八年前，我是在来这边参加一次的特会，那回去之后呢，在生活里面就发生了一个很大的一个转变。
And because 8 years ago I came here for a special conference, and after I returned home, there's something pretty big happened in my life.
在八年前的时候，我从一个肌肉神经外科医生那边得知到我的那时候八个月的女儿得了重肌无力，先天性的重肌无力。
英文怎么说？
Muscular dystrophy.
Dystrophy.
Yeah.
Okay. He realized, he heard from the doctor that his 8-month-old daughter then had a muscular dystrophy.
Yes. 那是先天性的。
And it is inherited.
Yeah.
It is by birth.
Congenital. 当的时候，在医生的办公室，医生做了这样子的诊断。
And,
对我来讲好像是一个宣告。
And to me, that was such a proclamation when I heard that in the doctor's office.
医生说，这个是先天性的，所以将来他不能站，不能走。
And because that was congenital, therefore she would never walk again, and she would never be able to stand.
这时候我从医生的那个办公室里面出来的时候。
And when I came out of the doctor's office,
她说女儿八个月大，大概十几磅吧。
And she was only a little bit more than 10 pounds when she was 8 months old.
我抱在自己的怀中，我觉得重逾千斤。
But when I carried her in my arms, I felt her weight was so heavy.
那时候我跟神祷告说，主啊，这是你赏赐给我的。
And I pray to God, God, this is what you have given me.
我愿意来爱她。
And I'm willing to love her.
我愿意照顾她。
I'm willing to take care of her.
我愿意这样子抱她。
I'm willing to hold her like this.
可是五年之后怎么办？
But what happens after 5 years?
十年之后怎么办？
And 10 years?
如果我抱不动她了怎么办？
And when I cannot carry her anymore,What can we do?
亲爱的朋友，这是一个做父亲的心。
And dear friends, that is a heart of a father.
我们尽所能的照顾我们的儿女。
We do all we can to take care of our children.
可是我们却常常觉得我们自己的能力是何等的有限。
But oftentimes I felt my strength are so limited.
感谢主。
But I thank the Lord.
这一位爱我们的神，他是用那无限的爱来爱我们。
Because this God who loves us with a boundless love.
而且在爱中，他供应我们真实的需要，在需要里面，他给我们真实的帮助。
And in love, He provided for us according to our needs, and He helped us according to our needs.
我自己回头看，我就好像是那个看见沙滩脚印的那个基督徒一样。
And as I look back in my life, I see myself as a Christian who looked at the footprints in the sand.
我常常碰到一些情况，我觉得说，主啊，我不行了。
A lot of times I encounter circumstances, I tell the Lord, Lord, I can't.
可是回头看，确实是那一双的脚印抱着我走过去。
But when I look back, I saw that pair of footprints which held me.
亲爱的朋友，如果你接受了主耶稣基督，天上的神就是你的父亲。
And dear friends, if you receive Jesus, then the Father in heaven is your Father.
他用那无限的父爱来爱你。
Because he loves you with a boundless love of a father.
不论你在人生碰到什么样的境况。
It doesn't matter what situation that you encounter in life.
他要抱抱你，怀揣你，带你走过。
He will hold you, he will carry you in his arms, and in his bosom he will take you.
神在他爱中为我们所预备的永生。
And the eternal life that God has prepared for us in his love.
不仅解决我们身后的问题，不仅在我们人生里面带领我们走过各样的境况。
Not only it solves the problems of our life, not only he will walk with us through all circumstances in life.
并且在我们身里面使我们能够发生奇妙的改变。
But in our lives, it will cause a very wondrous change.
我们原本的爱是残缺有限。
Originally, our love is so limited and so imperfect.
有时候我们要爱，可是好像两个人摆在一块，就好像刺猬要互相取暖一样。
And sometimes we want to love each other, but when we're together, we're just like porcupine.
想要靠近一点，可是靠近一点又好像彼此刺伤。
And when we wanted to get closer together, we hurt each other.
更多时候我们发现我们自己好像不懂得爱，好像也没有爱。
And more often than not, we realize that we don't have love and we don't know how to love.
就是感谢主，如果我们领受了神的爱，我们成为一个蒙爱的儿女。
And but we thank the Lord if we receive the love of God, then we become a beloved.
并且也能够帮助我们能够成为一个懂得爱的人，能够来爱人。
And then we will know how to love because we understand love.
在我们聚会有一个姊妹，她自己做见证。
And there is a sister within my congregation. She gave a testimony.
她提到她以前在国内是。从小的时候父母婚姻破裂。
And she mentioned that her parents' marriage fell apart.
所以从小的时候她好像不太能够领会什么叫做爱。
So when she was young, she couldn't understand what love was.
她也不觉得自己特别需要爱。
And she never realized that she really needed love.
她人非常的聪明，很优秀。
And she was very intelligent.
她靠着自己在学业上面，后来在做科研上面都很有成果。
And she was made a lot of achievements in her research.
可是很不幸的，好像这个人生这样走着走着，突然她自己的婚姻里面也发生了一些的难处。
But unfortunately, she encountered difficulties in her own marriage.
她发现她的丈夫，她好像怎么看都不太对眼。
And however way she looked at her husband, he's just not good.
后来他们就分开了。
And they separated.
他说那时候觉得说是因为性格不合。
And they thought they're just incompatible.
那他就自己带着他们那个独生的儿子。
And so she took care of her only son.
可是好像跟着儿子生活，生活着生活着，好像发现跟儿子中间还是有个隔阂。
And it seems like she then has some struggles between her and her son.
Yeah, 这个他好像觉得他对他儿子的期盼都是合理的。怎么老是他的儿子达不到他的要求？
And she felt that her expectations towards her son are but reasonable. Why is it he can never meet her standard?
一直等到他自己被神的爱摸到。
Until one day that she was touched by the love of God.
一直等他自己接受主耶稣基督成为他的救主，得着这永远的生命。
Until one day she received Jesus as her personal Savior and received that eternal life.
她才发现自己原来不懂得爱。
And she then realized that she did not understand what love was.
可是因着神爱的帮助，她能够体谅她以前，她这个前夫为什么在生活里面有各样的反应。
And because of the love of God, she started to realize what is it her ex-husband reacted certain way that he did.
因着这样子的爱，使得他能够好像能够体会他儿子在成长的过程里面所有的挣扎和碰到的一些的难处。
And then she then became empathetic towards her son, his struggles and in his growing up.
他自己说，靠着神的恩典，他来爱他的前夫，他来爱他的儿子。
And he said that by the love of God, she started to love her ex-husband and she loved her son.
以前被他自己推开的家人，现在因着神的爱。把他们再带回他的身边。
And those family members whom she pushed away, and now through the love of God, they brought him back again.
亲爱的朋友，神的爱使得我们能够领受爱，并且也帮助我们能够来爱人。
And the love of God causes to, once we're loved by Him, we're able to give love.
因为神所赏赐给我们的，他自己就是那个爱。
Because He Himself is love.
在约翰一书四章九节，我们刚才读过的。
In 1 John chapter 4, verse 9 says,
他说神差他独生子到世间来。
It says that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world.
使我们借着他得生，神爱我们的心就在此显明了。
That we might live through Him, and this is how God showed His love to us.
亲爱的朋友，这是宇宙中最大爱的一个显明，一个彰显。
And dear friends, that is the greatest manifestation of love in the universe.
如果我们稍微有一点点做父母的心，或者我们对父母的心能够稍微有点体会。
And if we have a heart of a parent, or we're empathetic towards the heart of our parents.
我们再来看在十架上，在历史中发生的这一件事情。
And if you see this incident in the history.
我们再来看见主耶稣被挂在十架上的景象。
And you see the picture of Jesus being nailed to the cross.
天上的神竟然愿意让他独生的子在那边受人的羞辱。
That the God of heaven was willing to allow his son to put to such shame.
天上的神竟然让他的独生子在那边戴荆棘的冠冕。
That the Father in heaven was willing for his only begotten son to wear the crown of thorns.
天上的神竟然愿意让他独生的子在那边被人用钉子钉在他的手里，钉在他的脚上。
And the Father, the God in heaven, was willing for His Son to be nailed to the cross and see the nails on His hand and His feet.
当主耶稣基督在十字架上喊着说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？”
When Jesus cried out on the cross, says, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
亲爱的朋友，天上的神，他的父亲在那边掩面不看他。
Dear friends, his father in heaven turned away and not looked at him.
如果我们稍微能够体会做父母的心
，If you can understand the heart of a parent,
做父母的怎么可能掩面不看自己的儿女在受苦
？How can you turn away from the suffering of your own children?
神向着你向着我的爱是何等样的大。
And how great is the love of God towards you and towards me.
他宁可让他自己的独生子在十字架上在一边受苦受死。
That he was willing for his only begotten son to suffer such death on the cross.
好使得我们能够原本是与神隔离的人。
That those we who were separated from God originally,
如今因着他儿子的缘故，主耶稣基督，我们能够成为回到神家中的儿女。
That today through His Son Jesus Christ, we're able to come home.
我们原本是该受刑罚、该受咒诅的。
And we were cursed. We were supposed to receive the judgment and punishment.
可是如今因着他儿子的缘故，我们在里面得着了赦免，得着了平安。
But because of His Son, we receive the forgiveness and receive the peace.
好使得我们能够在主耶稣基督里面得着那永远的生命。
That we're able to receive an eternal life in Jesus Christ.
亲爱的朋友，这是神向着你，向着我的爱。
Dear friends, that is the love of God towards you, towards me.
如果我们愿意得着这样子生命
，If you're willing to receive this life,
我们就能够，我们知道我们身后的事情解决了，我们知道我们这人生里面是满被爱所充满。
And you know that you are loved, and you know that the problems of your life has been answered.
并且我们能够经历到生命改变在我们的生活里面。
And then you will be able to experience a change of life.
如果亲爱的朋友你听了以后觉得说这么好的福音我该做什么来得到它
And dear friends, if after hearing this you think, what can I do to receive it?
亲爱的朋友圣经里面讲说我们不需要做什么我们只要相信
Dear friends, the Bible tells us you don't need to do anything but to believe
相信就是接受
And to believe is to receive
相信就是对这个爱能够有回应
And to believe is to respond to this love
我必须要承认这对我来讲在我当初听到福音的时候这对我来讲是一个很不能接受的一个 应该现在看这是一个事实。
And dear friends, I have to confess, when I first hear such truth, to me it was unacceptable.
It's hard to accept.
It was hard to accept.
既然是这么好的福音，这么贵重的礼物，是在神在爱中为我所预备的，为什么不需要我付上任何的代价？
Why is it that such precious gift that was prepared in God's love for me, and yet I don't need to pay any price to receive it?
我真的不需要付上任何的代价，我只要接受就可以了吗？
Is it true that I don't need to pay any price just to receive it?
因为在爱中有白白的恩典。
Because in love, there's free grace.
而在这白白的恩典后面所付上的代价是太大太大，我们根本不能摆上什么。
Yet behind this grace that was free, there was a price, a great price that was paid, and which we cannot pay.
我用一个故事来试着来说明解释一下。
And I will try to explain this truth with the story.
有个基督徒他到印度去传福音。
And there was a Christian who went to India to preach gospel.
他在那边跟一个印度教的朋友生活，并且试着在那边向他说神的爱。
And he lived with a friend and then tried to preach the gospel of God and to explain the love of God to him.
Yeah, he's in Hinduism.
Hinduism. This friend was a Hinduist.
Yeah. 那讲到说这个神在基督里面所为我们预备的救恩是白白的恩典，我们不需要做什么，我们相信接受神的爱就可以了。
And he tried to explain to the friend that the love and the gift that God has prepared is free and you don't need to do anything, just receive it.
这个印度教的朋友他就说你讲的这个实在是太好了。
And yet his friend told him that what you said was wonderful.
这个礼物太宝贵了。
And this gift indeed is precious.
可是我就没有办法接受。
But I cannot accept it.
我还是靠我自己的努力修行。
And because I will try to use my own might, my own strength to do good.
也做多少算多少比较踏实一点。
And however much I can do, I'll just try to do it. It's more real that way.
那这个基督徒就试着用各样不同的比喻，借着生活上面的接触来试着向他解释，好像都没有特别的果效。
So the Christian tried to use different kind of illustration and examples and story to explain to him such truth, but it was to no avail.
一直等到这个印度教徒他已经年纪很长。
And this particular friend of his was very old in age.
那在印度教里面，他们一生要到他们的圣地里面去朝圣一次，
and,
最少一次。
In Hinduism, they need to for once in their life they need to go to their holy place and to worship.
Yeah. 那这个时间到了，这个印度教的这个朋友就对这个基督徒说，我的时间到了，我。要准备到这个圣地去朝圣。
And when the time has come, the friend told this Christian said, "My time has come. I need to go to this holy land and to worship."
过去的话，要去这个朝圣的路上呢，是一路是步行的。
And I need to walk on for the entire journey.
Yeah, 路上有很多的崎岖危险，路途遥远。我年纪老迈，我去了不知道能不能再回来。
And because it's a long journey and dangerous journey, I don't know whether I'll be able to return.
可是你的确是我最宝贵的一个朋友。
But because you are my most precious friend.
当我面对现在这样的情况，我希望在我临行之前，我给你一个我心中最宝贵的礼物。
And I, facing this situation, I want to give you the most precious gift that I have before I leave.
说着，他就从他手上拿了一个木盒，小小的木盒子，然后打开了以后，里面是一个极其美丽的珍珠。
And then he took out a wooden box, and in this wooden box was a very beautiful pearl.
原来这个印度朋友呢，他是在印度是做采珠为生，采珍珠过为生。
And then he knew that this friend would live in India. Originally, he was a pearl harvest.
Yes. 然后这个朋友他跟他说，这个珍珠是我最宝贵的，是我儿子采的。
And he said that this particular pearl is the most precious pearl because it was harvested by my son.
我儿子是这一代里面最出名、最杰出的一个采珠人。
And he was the best among his friends.
你没有见过他。
And you never seen him before.
因为他为了下去采这一颗最大的珍珠。
Because, he wanted to obtain this particular pearl.
在水里面待的时间太久，以至于他因着采了这个珍珠而丧命。
And he stayed too long in the water, and then he lost his life because of this big pearl.
现在我每当看到我这个珍珠，我就想到我的儿子。
And every time when I look at this pearl, I remember my son.
我现在我必须要去朝圣了，我必须要离开了，我再也没有办法保留这个珍珠。
And now, since I need to go, I will no longer be able to keep this pearl.
所以我要把这个送给你。
So I want to give this pearl to you.
希望你能够爱惜，希望你能够宝贵。
And hopefully you can treasure it and keep it.
这基督徒朋友听得非常的感动，不过对他说，这珍珠实在是太宝贵了。
And then the Christian friends was deeply touched, and he said, "This gift is just too precious."
可不可以容许我用买的？
Can I just purchase it?
因为这个实在是太宝贵了，你要送给我不敢当，我实在是好不好让我出点价钱，让我用买的。
And because the preciousness of this pearl, I dare not just take it. Can I just pay a price for it?
这个印度朋友说，不。就是因为宝贵，所以你只能接受，你不能买。
Yet this friend told me that just because it is so precious, you can only receive it and not purchase it.
这基督徒说，不不，你最少让我出点价钱，我能够做一些什么，好让我能够得到这个珍珠。
But the Christian says, well, please do allow me to just at least do something, pay a certain price for it.
搞到最后，这个印度朋友生气了。
And finally, this friend got very angry.
说，难道你看不出来吗？
And can't you see?
这里面是我儿子的生命。
That this pearl represents the life of my son.
这是无价的。
And it is priceless.
如果你要在上面摆一个 price tag, 对我来讲是一个侮辱。
And if you put a price tag to this pearl, then to me, it is an insult.
这是一个爱的礼物。
Because that is a gift of love.
你只能接受。
You can only receive.
这基督徒回应说，
And then the Christian responded,
我亲爱的朋友，这不是你这么多年来向着神的一个态度。
Dear friend, isn't this your attitude towards God all these years?
当神把他儿子那宝贵的生命要赐给你的时候。
And my friend, when the Father, then when God wants to give you the life of his beloved son,
你跟他说你要付代价。
And yet you said, I want to pay a price.
不，这是一个爱的礼物。
But this is a gift of love.
亲爱的朋友，你只要接受。
Dear friends, you can only but receive.
我想我今天的分享就停在这里。
And this will conclude my sharing this morning.
实在是愿圣灵能够借着能够把主的爱能够显明在我们每一个亲爱朋友的心中。
I pray that the Holy Spirit will be able to witness the love of God in your hearts.
好让我们能够真实在人生里面享受他因着他爱所带给我们的祝福。
That you will be able to enjoy the blessing the Lord gave us because of His love.
我们先低头一点祷告。
Let's bow in a word of prayer. Lord, this morning you have given us your precious word. Lord, may we treasure you yourself. Because the price you paid on that cross, none of us could repay.
We just 凭着信心来接受你给我们的恩典。
We can only through faith receive your grace.
主啊，愿你真的是在我们心里面做简单的工作。
Lord, may you do your simple work in our lives.
愿我们只是单纯的来接受你给我们的礼物。
May we simply come before you to receive your gift.
当有朋友他们愿意接受你向你祷告的时候，主啊，你就把那个永生的生命赐给他们。
And when our friends are willing to receive and pray to you, May you give them your gift.
因为你是那位爱我们的神。
Because you are the God who loves us.
你借着你的独生儿子向我们宣告你向我们的爱永不改变。
Through your only begotten Son, you have shown us how your love is unchanging.
所以我们只要简单地来相信并接受。
So with a simple faith, we believe and we receive.
我们就是属神的。
And we belong to God.
一直到永远。
Forever and ever.
主啊，这是何等样的福音。
Lord, what a gospel this is.
谢谢你早上再一次对我们述说。
We thank you for speaking to our hearts once again.
不仅是对朋友们。
Not only to our friends.
对啊，对着你自己的儿女也再一次在我们里面做建造的工作。
You are once again building up your own children.
提醒我们。
Reminding us.
哦，我们的生命是有盼望的。
That our lives are full of hope.
我们的生命是有目的的。
Our lives are full of purpose.
主啊，愿你得着荣耀跟称颂。
May you receive all honor and glory.
祷告奉你自己宝贵的名。
And we pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们早上